Hi, this is Team 14, Team Charlie's Angels. My name is Lucia. This is Helen, David, and Wendy sitting on the counter up there. Our project is called Piano Dance Revolution. It was inspired by the FAO Schwartz Piano in New York City, the huge piano on the ground where you can step on the keys to play the notes. So our idea was to project a piano keyboard onto the floor and be able to detect the position of the user's feet in order to play notes on the piano. We also have a corresponding record mode and game mode similar to the popular game Dance Dance Revolution, where we can record a song by stepping on the notes, and then we can play back that song in a game mode such that the user has to step on the right notes in the right sequence to score points. So the first thing we're going to demonstrate is the audio portion of the project. At the same time, we're also going to demonstrate our intricate communication system across these wires. So right now, hooked up to the speakers are buttons on the lab kits, on this one and on that one, that play notes through the speakers. So this will play, and notes coming from that end will also play. We also have a record mode. I can select which song to record to, and a beat, and it will record. And to play back the song, I can hit another switch. I can also play it back at a higher speed. Okay, now I'll turn it over to Helen to talk about the video display portion.
Okay, my part of the project is to generate display onto the ground. So first, the users are going to see three modes where they can use their feet to tap on the modes. The users, they're the play mode, the game mode, and the record mode. So if users select the play mode, it'll go to the piano, which the user can step on the key, and the corresponding key will light up like that, or both will light up at the same time. And then the user can go to the game mode, where she or he can select a song. There's a total of 16 songs that they can go. And then after that, it will go into the B screen, where the user can adjust the beat on how fast he wants the song to go. Or the user could go to the record mode, where he or she can first enter the name of the song, like just a random number. This will go. There we go. And then it will go to the B mode, and finally go back to the. There we go. Go to the keyboard. And now I will turn it back to David, who will talk about the video detection.
Okay. So in order to detect when someone presses on the keyboard, we're going to have two cameras set up. One is set up right there, and another one would be set up right here. And we can see the results of what the camera is sensing on that video screen over there. Can you please go ahead? So There's going to be two ankle bands. There's a green ankle band and a red ankle band. And we detect the location by averaging over all the pixels the location. So you see there are two dots on the screen to indicate where the two bands are currently being detected. We have two cameras so that we can figure out the full three-dimensional location, X, Y, Z, of the both bands. And then we can determine what key is being pressed by the user with each feet. And now I'll turn it over to Wendy.
Okay, from there, from David's portion, he will give me the XYZ coordinates of where both feet are. And if you were to look over here on this computer screen here, you will see the results of what happens from my portion, which is that, first of all, on piano mode, which is what it's on right now, it will generate a 1 in whichever one of the 36 keys that the person is stepping on. So here, for example, there are two keys on, so there are two ones. This will get sent to audio component and to the projection component to do their respective things. The rest of my system, what it does is it generates the logic that switches between the screens that you were looking at before. So based on what the user is stepping on, it will detect whether a key is being stepped on and which one it is when it's being stepped on, and switch between the screens and tell the audio to turn on and off as a result of that. And that is the conclusion of our project. Thank you very much, and good day.